This episode of the Daily Observations is sponsored by ZocDoc. Find the top-rated doctor today at zocdoc.com/TDO. So much COVID. As opposed to zero COVID, you see. Yeah, we'll explain. This is the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast for Monday, the 19th of December, 2022. I am your host, Ken Ray, joined today by Jeff Butts, managing editor of the Mac Observer. Merry happy, sir.
Good afternoon, sir.
Oh, hey, am I going to have to bleep this?
You might.
You haven't seen Spirited. You don't know what we're talking about. And if you have seen Spirited, I'm pretty sure he didn't mean it.
No.
Second part of today's show, Will Smith, airdrop, and continuity are all waiting for us in Mailbag Monday. First, though, let us visit our friends in iPhone City, who may be a tiny bit happier now than they were. Assuming that there are any there, they may be happier than they were a month or two ago. So 9to5Mac has run a piece that says that most of the COVID restrictions have been lifted at Foxconn's iPhone City plant in Zhengzhou, China. The closed loop is apparently no loop anymore. People are able to go, you know, places besides either their dorm or, you know, work. Like, they can go to the cafeteria or they can go home. They can move about freely, seems to be the word. This, as China has lifted a lot of its zero COVID policies, hence the so much COVID thing. You immediately seem sort of skeptical that the people at the factory would be happier. Tell me why.
Oh, well, because of what comes next, and not necessarily because of lifting the zero COVID restrictions, but
right.
I think you've already read that, you know, shortly after the zero COVID policy gets lifted, their numbers are climbing again.
CBS News says 9 days after the Chinese government abruptly abandoned its draconian, that's CBS saying that, draconian zero COVID policy, halting mandatory mass testing and forcible quarantines, COVID-19 is once again spreading like wildfire across the vast country. So what's interesting is we spent all this time, well, we didn't spend any time really saying what was going on there. Although now, in sort of an absence of information, there are a couple of things that I'm wondering about. People spent a lot of time saying that China was being crazy, keeping things as locked down as they were. And now, as CBS says, 10 or 11 days at this point, because I want to say this was a Friday article. Less than 2 weeks after they lift the zero COVID policies, COVID's all over the place in China. But here's something to remember. We had the outbreak of COVID that shut down iPhone City back in October.
Right.
When zero COVID was, you know, like House of Pain, it was in effect, y'all. I mean, it was zero COVID was still very much a thing when that happened. It really just is a question of now that it's spreading, the Chinese government's not going to be quite as reactive, right?
Well, if I were one to believe in conspiracy theories and government manipulation, I might suggest that China was keeping the numbers quiet before. And now that they've been pressured into lifting these restrictions, they're not keeping the numbers quiet anymore.
Well, they can't. Well, see, that's an interesting question, because they're actually not reporting the number of cases anymore. I mean, they're not tracking it, as I understand it. And the Chinese officials, this CBS piece, and I don't have nearly as much written down for our notes as was in the CBS piece. And I apologize if that's put you on the back foot. The CBS piece says that China has basically turned from trying to contain it to treatment, basically, and then also trying to encourage people to get vaccinated, especially the elderly or the people who are at greater risk.
Which, I mean, they should have been doing that all along. But,
yeah. Well, they did have this crazy idea, apparently, and I hate to say crazy because I'm not an epidemiologist, and I certainly can't, you know, tell 1.2 billion people what to do, but they seemed to think that they were just going to be able to stop it by saying stop it, by, like, you know, making people stay in their houses, which is just never going to work. I mean, in the midst of zero COVID, you still had outbreaks at, you know, this was not the first time that an Apple plant had been closed. This one came right at the worst time for Apple. But earlier this year, people couldn't get Macs, not because there was so much demand. I mean, part of it was demand, but largely it was because they shut down the factories that made the Macs because of outbreaks of COVID. Yeah. Again, while zero COVID policies were in effect.
It's been a big mess. It's been a big mess all along.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Yeah.
It's not even... And the thing that I hate when we talk about this stuff, because now I'm going to go say, so what does this mean for iPhone production? Well, first of all, it means we don't know what it means for iPhone production, but it also means I'm a ghoul, because we're still talking about a disease that can still kill people. And we're still talking about a disease that's going around and going around and going around. We had, I told you, but I don't think I've said it publicly, COVID finally got to our house. I somehow did not end up getting it, but 2 days before Thanksgiving, my special lady friend tested positive for COVID-19, which meant she spent Thanksgiving and the week and a half after that in one room. Luckily, we have an ensuite, so she was able to, like, you know, use the restroom, take a shower, all that stuff. But she basically didn't move past the bedroom door for a week and a half. And yeah, she's vaxxed. She, generally speaking, is masked, although I think she went to one event where other people weren't masked, and she decided, well, nobody else is masked, so it'll be fine. And then at least two people left that event and tested positive like 4 or 5 days later.
Yeah. It's actually arrived in my house, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Copycat. Just,
I know.
Sorry.
It was just this weekend we found out one of my granddaughters tested positive.
Oh, how's she feeling?
Not too bad. She's congested. She had a sore throat for a while, but she's over that. She's just congested and tired.
Yeah. I can't help wondering sometimes whether, because there's a middle schooler in the house as well. Mm-hmm. I can't help wondering sometimes if, you know, maybe they had it and just, you know, were asymptomatic. I mean, here's the thing that I don't understand. I never felt sick at all. I didn't test. Maybe I should have tested, but I didn't feel bad. And so I want to say the latest guidance is, you know, if you have whatever, we're getting way off track.
Yeah.
The question now is, what does this have to do with iPhone production? And the answer is, we don't know. What 9to5 Mac said is it's still likely to take a considerable time to ramp up iPhone 14 production to the point where supply balances with demand, but at least iPhone workers will have dramatically better working conditions, they say. This, in turn, should help Foxconn recruit more staff to replace those who left. That assumes that everybody's comfortable with what's going on in China, though. Again, turning to that CBS piece, there's a 26-year-old who said, I don't have the exact quote in front of me, I apologize, but it was something to the effect of, I'm going to have to be more careful now because I don't feel like there's anyone looking out for me.
Mm.
Which, honestly, I remember feeling here in the States after a while. It's like, you know, everybody stay in, everybody mask up. We'll send you masks if you ask for them. We'll send you tests if you ask for them. Then we got the vaccine. It was like, everybody go get vaccinated. And then after that, it was like, right, so we're good. And then at least here, you will see the government sort of pivot back and forth. Like, I know now they have the free COVID tests available again through the mail, up to 4 per household. Which on the one hand, you're like, hey, that's good news. And then you're like, hey, wait a second. Why are they doing that again?
Right. It does make you wonder. But, you know, it's going to be a waiting game to see what happens. You know, Foxconn lost a lot of its staff.
Yeah.
And production, according to, you know, some analysts, production would have been impacted whether they lost staff or not by that closed loop system. Ming-Chi Kuo said that, you know, the factories could not be as productive under the closed loop as they would be otherwise.
Yeah. I want to say, and I can't remember which one it was, I apologize, there are like 5 or 6 analysts that I read fairly closely, and I don't remember which one said this, but there was one who said that they feel like November, you were looking at the iPhone City plant operating at about 20%. Capacity. December, they figured it would be up to 30%, and they're figuring by the end of January it'll be up to 50%. Now, that did assume, I think, zero COVID still being in effect. I don't know whether that assumed the closed loop or if that was, if everything gets back to, quote, normal, you're still only looking at 50% production. because everything won't be back to normal because they still have to hire up and they still have to train, assuming everybody who, you know, bugged out in October doesn't come back.
Yep.
So, yeah, maybe you'll be able to get an iPhone 14 Pro Max 2 weeks before the iPhone 15 Pro Max comes out.
Yeah.
You want to go into the mailbag?
Let's do it. Let's do it. This is a good week for that.
I apologize. I shouldn't have said, do you want to do that? Because we got one thing to do first, but then we will go to the mailbag in just a moment. First, though, a word from today's sponsor, ZocDoc. Is there anything that you do without knowing what you're doing before you go into it? I know that sounds kind of like a crazy thing. Like, if you're going on a hike, do you like to know how long the hike is before you go? If you're going to a restaurant, do you like to read reviews of the restaurant? Maybe find out the hours before you go and whether or not you'll be able to get in. Just about everything we do, we like to sort of check it out before we go. Going to a doctor should be exactly the same way. And there is a great app that will let you do that. ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free application that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. It's great to hear from people just like you who have been to these doctors before, you know, you walk in yourself. With ZocDoc, you can find the right doctor for you in your network and in your neighborhood. They've got specialists for every specialty. Whether you're trying to straighten your teeth, fix an achy back, whatever ails ya, ZocDoc can help you find the right doctor. ZocDoc's mobile app is as easy as ordering a ride to a restaurant or getting delivery to your house. So give it a go. Go to ZocDoc.com/TDO and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/TDO. ZocDoc.com/TDO. Jeff Butz is with us today. He is the managing editor of the Mac Observer online at macobserver.com. Big week for the mailbag. Oh, bursting at the seams. We have three emails.
Yep.
I'm not complaining. I know that sounds like complaining.
No, that's a great thing.
That's a great thing. Yeah. Ego wrote to us. He wanted to talk about the whole Will Smith thing because I can't remember when it was we talked about that. I want to say it was maybe last week. Might have been the week before that, actually, but I had brought up the point that Will Smith had been doing this sort of like early mea culpa tour, saying, you know, don't let what I did get in the way of you seeing, you know, this movie that other people work so hard on. Mm-hmm. And then by the end of that week, I think Apple had started a promotion with Will Smith where he's like, hey, I'm giving you free stuff. And I sort of questioned that. Ego wrote in to say Will Smith behaved horribly at a party. The host of the party asked he not attend for 10 years. He agreed and apologized for the spectacle he created. The real question is, what does any of that have to do with the business of making movies? He was banned from the award ceremony, but he's still eligible to be nominated. Highly unlikely, but technically true. While it is quite an honor just to be nominated, the vast majority of films are never considered, and the world seems fine with that. A man insulted another man's wife and got slapped for it. I'm not condoning that response, just saying it is common, happens in dimly lit bars everywhere. What was uncommon was all parties involved being famous and millions of people watching it happen live. Again, what Will Smith did was wrong, not just the physical assault, but the robbing of the spotlight from all the winners that night, including himself. The slap has cost him an unknowable amount of money that's tarnished his reputation. The only way to begin to rebuild is to get out there and work, and that's what I believe he's doing. Your mileage may vary, so says Ego. Any thoughts, sir?
He's spot on. I mean,
you think
yes,
so?
I think so. I mean, okay. What Smith did was uncalled for.
Yeah.
Well, understandable. But uncalled for. He should have held his temper in check.
Yes.
But you know, now he's facing up to the consequences of it. He's tried to make amends. And, you know, Apple's put a lot of resources into this movie. And I think it's a movie that the public needs to know about and needs to see.
Eh. Turns out it got like a 40-something on Rotten Tomatoes. Critics aren't really a big fan of it. Well, I mean, no, but I mean, whatever. We can trade on. That's fine. Whatever. They're all going to do what they're going to do, and that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, Apple's going to do what they're going to do. Will Smith's going to do what he's going to do. Whatever. I raised the question, and, you know, the answer seems to be nobody cares. And so, okay, why don't we move on to something else?
Okay.
Alan wrote in on Apple's 10-minute airdrop for everyone limit. I like Alan's idea here. First time I heard about the 10-minute limit on everyone for airdrop, I was like, hey, I want that. Why is it only China getting that? The reason being is that it is exactly how I use AirDrop. I keep it on contacts only all the time, and every once in a blue moon, I switch it to everyone when I need to receive something from somebody who's not in my contacts. Then I switch it back to contacts only right after I get the file. Having the 10-minute timer would actually save me a step. So where I think Apple totally mishandled this, he continues, is that instead of replacing the always-on everyone setting, they should have just added a timer field to that option where you could put in a number of minutes when you turned on everyone and maybe had that default to 10 minutes, something to give the user more control, not less, and definitely not have been region-specific. I'm not sure that would have satisfied whoever is making demands in China, but it definitely would have made Apple look a lot less shady, so says Alan. See, I love this idea because I would like that timer to be... I would like that timer to go in 5-minute increments up to 1 hour and then do one hour, 2 hours, 5 hours, and then forever. I would like the option still to leave it open only because I want the option to leave it open. I may never, but building in a timer for it actually does, you know, seem like a notch. And now I don't think it would satisfy China, but you're never going to satisfy China. And being region specific in this case is, you know, fine if China is demanding it and the rest of the world isn't demanding it.
Right.
Don't make everybody play by China's rules.
Yeah, I can buy into that. It doesn't affect me in the slightest because I hardly ever use AirDrop to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But I can definitely see, you know, some people's use case is different. And being limited to just 10 minutes and then having to remember to turn that back on.
Right.
You know, that could be problematic.
Yeah. I go back to things like, you know, protest movements and stuff, like what was happening in China. Mm-hmm. If China's going to make that rule and Apple is not going to be able to do anything because of that rule in China, well, that is a drag and that is terrible. And I wish it were different, but it is how it is. Other places in the world don't necessarily have that law, don't have that rule. But now everybody is operating under that, you know, potential constraint. It's kind of annoying. Right. I mean, it's not, we'll never know, honestly, whether it was a thing that actually hindered anything unless somebody comes out and says, gosh, if only. But even then, gosh, if only is not the same as I would definitely have if.
Right.
Yeah. We got one more. Brian wrote to us. This is to our thing last week. You and I did a show for people who didn't hear Friday's show. We did tech that has disappointed and tech that has delighted. And we said that people could write in with a disappointing tech if they wanted to, but what we really wanted to hear about were the delightful things because, you know, it's better to be happy. And Brian wrote to us to say, I'm delighted by continuity and the tight integration of devices in the Apple ecosystem. They range from the Apple Watch unlocking my Mac to iPhone quickly handling the setup of Apple TV so if it connects to your network and your Apple ID, and the list goes on. And the way all of the Apple devices work together make each of them more valuable. The unsung hero single feature for me is selectable text or live text in photos. There are so many great uses for it, and now that Apple is indexing that text in photos, it helps make photo searches even more powerful. Happy holidays, says Brian. Yeah, I love continuity when it works. I do have a couple of times where it doesn't work, and those tend to be the ones that stick out in my head.
Yeah.
But they stick out in my head because, you know, 9 times out of 10, it just works. And when it doesn't, you think, wow, why doesn't this thing ever work?
Yeah. For me, when it doesn't work, it's usually my mesh network that's to blame.
Yeah, me too.
I've passed from one of the routers in my mesh network to another one, and it hasn't caught up.
For me, it is either that or it's something to do with my Mac Mini. Now, what's cool is my Mac Mini seems to have fixed itself since I updated to Ventura.
Okay.
But I do some of my writing on my Mac Mini at my desk and some of my writing on my laptop. And I do all of my recording from my laptop, and sometimes I'm writing scripts right up until it's time to record on my Mac Mini, and then I get upstairs, and I have to go back downstairs and sort of share the share the script through messages or something, because for whatever reason, it's not bouncing it up to iCloud and then bringing it back down. And what I have to do to make it go again is to restart my Mac Mini. What's cool is, since it's Apple Silicon, it takes no time to restart it. But what's really great is, since Ventura, I don't think I've had to do that once. So that's kind of cool.
Nice.
And then there are the times where my watch just won't unlock it because, like, no, sorry, you're too far away.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm really right here.
Yeah. Now, see, you've got an Apple Silicon Mac Mini. I wonder if it's, I know the last Intel-based Mac Mini, the Bluetooth module was weaker than most other Macs.
Interesting.
I ran into some of that with a security key that I had that was Bluetooth, used Bluetooth Low Energy, BLE, and I had to have it literally right beside my Mac Mini for it to synchronize with my Mac Mini.
I really don't keep my Apple Watch much further from me than my wrist, though.
Well, I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, so it's always kind of weird to me when it's like, no, you're sorry. It's too weak getting from your... I was like, did I get my arm shortened again?
Well, what you got to do is you got to reach your arm out and just rest your hand on top of the Mac Mini.
Yeah, I guess that's maybe what I should do. Except it's under a thing because I've got it, you know, nestled, but whatever. Anyway, Brian, thank you very much for coming with the delight. And also thank you for the happy holidays. I'm not calling everybody else out for not saying happy holidays. I'm saying Brian said happy holidays, everybody.
He did.
And I'm pretty sure he meant it for you as well. Hey, if you have a question or a comment that you want to send our way, we'd love to hear it. Send us an email, observations@macobserver.com. Observations@macobserver.com. You can also hit us up on Twitter. We are at TMO Daily there. If you want to follow me online, I am at macOSKen on Twitter. You can also visit my website, macOSKen.com. Jeff, if people want to get in touch with you or just keep up with what you're doing online, please remind them of the best ways.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter as at Clefmeister. I also run the at MacObserver Twitter account. And you can email me at jeffb@macobserver.com.
Advertising handle by Backbeat Media, online at backbeatmedia.com. The Daily Observations is a production of the Mac Observer. From the latest news to how-tos, your source for Apple news is macobserver.com.